Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. It is September 17th, 2012. And I'm sitting here in my living room. I'm looking out. It's a very kind of a gray Monday. We're expecting some rain later on in the afternoon. I've lined up to do report writing and listening to Soma FM today, so I'm not planning on going out. I was just watching the news. And they had an article on the royal family is going to try to sue. They're going after the newspaper that published photos of Kate. And I have to admit, and this may come as a bit of a shock to some of my followers, but I think if it's true what they're writing about how panicked Kate is about these photos, and how distraught she is, I wish she had taken another approach. For once and for all, I wish that she had kind of shrugged her shoulders at it and just said, you know what, first of all, this is bound to happen. If you're going to do what she did and have a quote-unquote intimate moment with her husband, there's nothing wrong with that. I realize that, everybody realizes that, and everybody should have rights to their privacy. But let's face it, in this day and age, with high-powered telephoto lenses and, you know, the amounts of money that are paid for these photos, honestly, you got to be careful. And I know it's easy for me to say. Nobody's ever going to chase around for a picture of me in any kind of compromising position to sell it to some magazine because I'm a nobody. and so I can walk around and do whatever I want. Nobody will ever bother me. But I couldn't imagine being in their shoes. However, having said that, I imagine if I were, I'd try to be a little bit more careful, and it's hard. It's hard. I'm not saying it's just. I didn't see the pictures. I don't want to see the pictures. I don't even know where the pictures were taken. I know years ago they had shot pictures, and I can't remember who it was, and it was on a boat. And I'm going, wow, on a boat. I mean, it's one thing to do this on a secluded island somewhere. If you're careful enough and have your guards or your security, you know, sort of looking out at the bay or wherever, let's say you're on a beach. But it's another thing to be on a boat, because on a boat, I mean, basically you have 360 degrees, if not more, if you think about all the sky, and people could be flying over with high-powered telephoto lenses. And again, let's face it, they're taking pictures. It could be worse. Anyhow. Look, I know most of my followers are from the UK, and I know the royal family is important, and it is here in Canada as well. And I don't want to be blasphemous of the royal family, but I told my wife, as a joke, of course, but I said, you know what, the whole royal family should just once a year put out a calendar of themselves buck naked, and then, excuse the expression, but screw the paparazzi and take the money, sell these calendars, and give them to charity. Honestly, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, I just don't. I don't know. Perhaps I'm of a different ilk. You know, nudity is not a big thing to me. It's not. I've always told, you know, I will eventually tell my daughter this when she gets older, of course. But what's important is what's in your head. That's the only place people cannot get into, is what's in your head. So as long as they can't get in there, everything else they do, you know. Anyway, I'm not really sure where this audio boo went. I had to vent. I had to just say my two cents. And if they do pursue the journalists, I wish them luck. But if they don't, well, I wish they could get that money and have it given to charity.